This holiday season, we're tracing our favorite traditions back to their beginnings. Today, mistletoe.
This time of the year, it's all over the place, at parties, in music, in movies.
You're under the mistletoe.
Ooh. Kiss her then. Yeah. It's mistletoe. It's tradition.
It's Christmas.
Come on, idiot. Kiss her.
That's from While You Were Sleeping with Sandra Bullock. But before mistletoe was a staple of holiday rom-coms, it may have been an ancient aphrodisiac for livestock. Here's Becky Little, a freelance writer for National Geographic.
In the first century AD, Celtic druids were recorded mixing up mistletoe and giving it as a drink to animals because they thought that it would help with the animals' fertility. And these people also supposedly hung mistletoe over their doorways around the winter solstice because it'll stay green all winter, and it was seen as a way of warding off evil and bringing good luck.
There's also this story from Norse mythology. Thor had a grandson named Baldur who woke up from a nightmare in which all animals and plants were trying to kill him. So his mom Frigg asked all the plants and animals not to harm her son, but she forgot to ask mistletoe. So the god of mischief Loki
decides to make an arrow out of mistletoe, and that arrow is then shot at Baldur. And because mistletoe had been forgotten, it was the one thing that could kill him.
That's professor of applied ecology at North Carolina State University, Rob Dunn.
And so you would hang it up, you would honor it, you would pay attention to it, because if you forgot to, it might accidentally kill your next of kin.
Much later on, writers such as Washington Irving and Charles Dickens included the mistletoe mating ritual in several works, like this Irving story from 1820.
The mistletoe, with its white berries, hung up to the imminent peril of all the pretty housemaids.
And Dickens gives us a scene in the Pickwick Papers in which young women
screamed and struggled and ran into corners and did everything but leave the room until they all at once found it useless to resist any longer and submitted to be kissed with a good grace.
Writer Becky Little finds these stories kind of creepy.
Maybe not a great situation for the women. There seems to be a little bit of pressure associated with it. If you were under mistletoe and you didn't kiss, it was bad luck. So you're supposed to kiss.
So if you find yourself under the mistletoe this holiday season, use your best judgment, especially if you've had a lot of eggnog.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by God.